I'm going to be filming a video later on teaching people how to kick harder and faster. So I did a bit of a look on YouTube to see what was out there, and I tended to see the usual stuff about how to stretch, technique, different styles of kicking, but there wasn't the complete total overview of how to kick fast and why. So I thought I'd map out my thoughts here. So first of all, I believe we need mobility. So the mobility refers to the movement of the joints, range of motion. So you need to have a good range of motion in the hips. You need to be able to squat correctly. You need to be able to lift your knee correctly. You need to be able to walk unaided. So generally, we need to just have some general mobility in our hips, and I'll actually show you quite a few excellent mobility drills for kicking, such as the Cossack, split switches, and some dynamic relaxation exercises. So that brings me to the next step. We've got the mobility. So a lot of people, it's quite easy to get the mobility. They can squat, they can move. The next part is actually having the flexibility to do the kick. So often people, when they're training flexibility, they're often going straight into static stretches. And static stretches are where we sit on the ground, we often resume a stretch, for example, the splits, and we stay there for a while, and we move and we breathe and we attempt to increase our stretch. Well, while this type of stretching is effective in some circumstances for relaxation and cooling down after training, it actually isn't the most effective way of increasing the range of motion of your kick while kicking. Because static flexibility is actually working on you're not moving. So you're sitting there and you're actually just teaching your muscles to turn off while they're not moving. Which is once again great if you're going to just sit into the splits or, you know, hold your leg high. But when it comes to kicking, there's actually receptors in your muscles called Golgi tendon organs. And they actually sense the flexibility of your leg when it's moving quickly. So for example, you might be able to slowly do the splits, but when you go to do a kick fast, for some reason you can't kick as high. And that's because your muscle isn't dynamically or being able to move into that position fast, because it needs to actually contract one side of the muscle while the other side of the muscle is relaxing. So one of the best method is after you've done your mobility is just basic dynamic stretching. How is it done? You just stand up and you want to do some leg raises initially. So we're not talking about swinging your legs, I'm talking about lifting your leg straight up. So the leg on the ground is locked and solid, the other leg is locked, and you're literally just lifting your leg up about 8 to 10 times, slowly going higher each time. And you want to do about 8 repetitions and then rest and do it on the other side. So we've got the front leg raises. We also have side leg raises, which is like you're doing a side kick, except you're actually just lifting your leg to the side. And so this is actually going to teach you dynamic flexibility. So often you might find that people can't do the splits and they've never been able to do the splits, but they can kick high. Why is that so? It's because they've developed their dynamic flexibility. Often people develop their dynamic flexibility of kicking just by kicking, and that's all they do. So we have mobility and we have dynamic flexibility. Now the next thing that we need is we obviously need to know how to kick. So most people, if they've been training martial arts for a while, they've been given the techniques to kick in their style, which may be pivoting the foot on the ground, rolling the hip, etc. And then we have different styles of kicks, such as Muay Thai kicks, kickboxing kicks, taekwondo kicks, etc. And they all have their different variations. But when we're looking at speed and power, I think one of the best kicks to look at is the Muay Thai kick from the Thai boxers. Because you often see that their kicks are very powerful, and they seem to be very short and fast. And it has a perfect angle which actually mimics that of a baseball bat. So if you imagine holding a baseball bat in your hand and you're going to whack someone in the leg with it, as your baseball bat hits the leg, you'll find that your hand and the part you're holding the bat has actually gone past the leg a little bit while it's connecting. So this is actually mimicking the knee joint and your shin. Okay, so that is just a bit of basic. It's quite hard to explain without showing you visually, which I will show you in the video. So we've got mobility, we've got dynamic flexibility, and we need to know how to kick. So the next part is actually, it's called dynamic relaxation. So to demonstrate what this, I'll tell you first of all, if you want to punch hard, I'm going to get you to put your hands up like you're ready for a fight, and I want you to squeeze your fists really tight, like you're really angry, and hold those fists tight, and then throw a punch. And you'll find that it's almost, the punch is slow, and it's bulky, it feels powerful, but it doesn't have any snap. And the reason is because when we tense the fist and we tense really tight, we're actually tensing both sides of the muscle. The side of the muscle that's going to explode the arm forward, and also the muscles that are going to be slowing the arm down. So if we think about when we throw a rock or throw a ball, you don't actually tense or anything when you throw the ball. You literally pull the ball back, relax for a second, and then boom, you throw it. So this is the same motion that we need to get in our kicks and our punches. So after our dynamic flexibility, we do dynamic relaxation. So what you're going to be doing is you're going to be standing on a step, just about, 10 centimeters high, a few inches off the floor, just so you can put one leg on it and the other leg's hanging off and it's not touching the floor. And you're going to start shaking that leg like it's got water on it. And you're just going to keep shaking it and shaking it and swinging it like it's not your leg anymore, like it's just swinging out of the socket and it's just floating, relaxing, like really heavy. And I want you to do this for a good 10 to 15 seconds and then change sides. And then after you do that, I want you to start practicing some kicks, but I want you to try not to do it with 100% power. Try and think about kicking with 50% power, but quickly. Now what's going to happen here is when we try and think about kicking 100% power, we tend to put tension into it, which means we tend to key it back a little bit. It seems to be a little bit of tension before we kick, and we really grunt and swing the leg and push it off the floor. And then if we change the idea of the leg to the leg actually being a piece of bamboo stick, where it's flexible and relaxed. And if I got the bamboo stick, I wouldn't even need to pull it back too far, just to go whip and to make it really whack and snap. And that's going to really hurt. So it's actually the same thing with kicks. So when we kick with 50% power, we're actually mentally relaxing some of the muscles in the leg, which is going to actually increase our speed. So we stand in our stance and we're ready to kick. And then you just need to just go, just like you're going to flick, knock a fly out of the room or flick something with bamboo. And you just, boom, go, and then back to the start. And eventually it's going to feel weird and it's going to feel like you don't have a lot of power. But over time, as your leg becomes more relaxed, you'll find it becomes little effort to actually get the leg started. Then once the leg's started in the momentum, it is just the factor of pivoting the hips, which becomes like the center and the torque, which moves relatively in a quick short space, which makes the leg, which traveling on the outside, travel even quicker. So if we connect the hip to the leg and we're kicking fast and relaxed, you're going to get an enormous amount of power. A similar thing can be done with your punches. So you have your arms hanging by your sides, and you close your fist and pretend that you've got a fly in there that you don't want to kill it. And you're just going to shake that fly around, and you're going to flick your arms and pretend that there's water on them, and then lift your hand up above your head and let it drop. And then swing it round a few times like you've got a slingshot and you're about to swing it round and let the rock fly out of your hand. And then after you've done that for 10 to 15 seconds, put your hands back up and hold that little imaginary fly in your hand. And then imagine that you're not allowed to squash that fly until the moment of impact. So what you'll find is that you won't have as much tension in the fist, which is actually going to let your arm move forward a lot quicker. And then at the moment of impact, boom, squash that fly, which is going to create the tension through the arm, so then the force can travel through the arm, through the floor, and through the body. So I hope that I've made some sense here, but I will actually put a link soon to the video that I do when I publish this, just to let you guys have a look at the visuals of actually doing this, and I'll show you some dynamic relaxation, some dynamic stretching, some mobility techniques, and a few other little things incorporating the breathing that I think is really going to help you improve your power and your kicks and your power and your punches.